Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, welcome to Nobody Panic. Happy New Year, almost.
It's the last day of the decade. That means nothing, so don't even think about it.
We don't want to see what you look like in 2009.
No, and the only people who are posting those are the people who look way
smoking
hotter
hot
now.
And smoking hot now.
Yeah.
Or like sort of kooky fan.
Yeah, like someone posted something the other day and I saw it on Facebook and it was like, the girl is like very beautiful, but she posted one of her as a kid, obviously, and was like, seems like I'm like a fine wine, like she ages well. But she looked pretty in both. It was just in the first one, she was wearing clothes that were appropriate to the era. So she looked quite out of fashion now, you know? And you're like, fuck you! Like, I looked awful! And I won't be showing a photo. Like, no. It's just, you know. People, you're only seeing the positives. You're not seeing the people who are like, I haven't really done much this decade. I ain't sharing stuff.
I ain't sharing, baby. You can't see. But also you have, even if you think like, I haven't done anything.
Everyone's done at least one thing.
Oh my God, you've had 10 years, you've done loads of shit.
Yeah, you might not have liked it, but you've done stuff.
Even if you're like, no, I haven't. You're like, yes, you have.
Yeah, guarantee
you. You had that good meal once.
That was great.
Yeah, that fantastic meal.
Loved that meal.
You laughed that one time?
That one time you did laugh in 2010.
You had that big laugh?
That was a special big laugh.
Anyway, you had a big decade, but the point is it's drawing to its close.
A new one opens.
And you march relentlessly towards death. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. No. This is coming out on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing tonight, Tessa? We're not recording this in advance, so we're actually just celebrating New Year's Eve by recording this podcast.
Yeah. That's how we're celebrating. I've got two. It was good to have a couple of options of parties.
Always good, yeah.
Always good.
I've only got one ever. No one ever invites me to anything. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Going to my grandma's.
Oh, nice. Well, that's probably why.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone says, oh, Stevie's at grandma's again.
Yeah.
No, I've got two parties. So that's nice. I feel pretty jazzed.
Yeah.
About which one I'll go to.
Can you do both and go to the one you care less for early
Absolutely
on?
Not. Because once I tried to go to three New Year's Eve parties.
Terrible business.
And I crossed over to midnight on the Jubilee line.
Oh. So good line, but not to celebrate.
Strong line. Yeah. And I had a good time there. But just pick something. Anyway, what I desperately need in my life is an assistant who just says no.
Yes, I agree. I'd like that as well. I'd like someone to sort of have an overview of my life and go like, maybe stop doing that thing that you keep doing all the time for money, but you don't like.
What are you describing?
Well, I've got lots of things that I've got lots of different sugar daddies. Areas of my job. I've got lots of different sugar daddies, and one of them just isn't working for me.
Okay, let them go. Cut them loose.
I will. No, but I've made, you know, I make money via lots of many different things, and sometimes those avenues don't work for me, and I don't like them anymore, and I can cut them off, but I don't because I'm like, oh, I shouldn't say no though, should I? And then you're like, no, you don't like it, so stop. So that's what my 2020 is going to be, stopping that.
You got big dreams 2020?
Stopping that.
All right.
Stopping my sugar daddy.
Cut your sugar daddy off at the source. Perfect.
Cut him off at the source. I don't really believe in New Year's resolutions in the terms of like, this year I'm going to drink 17 pints of water every day and I'm going to wake up every morning with a hot thing of lemon. A hot thing. Anything could be, just anything that's hot with some lemon on it. I don't believe in all of that stuff because it just means that then I could feel sad about March and I'm like, do you remember that thing I was supposed to do and I didn't. However, I do believe in setting goals and hot deadlines.
Mm.
And so I've just got some like a sprinkle of like career things, not even career things because they're just like actual hobbies that I would like to get done. Like I would like to make a short film maybe. I've written one and I would like to film it. Not me because I can't film anything, but like try and get it filmed. Things like that. We're like, no one's asked for it, but have a go.
People have asked for so little.
People ask very little of me.
No, exactly. No, no one wants any of my wares.
No, but so you just got to. That's, but that's not you. That's not you.
No, no one wants anyone's wares.
No one wants anyone's wares. So don't. You know, I think everyone caveats by being like, no one's asked for this. Like, no one's asked for anything.
That's so true. It's so. So and occasionally they do ask for something. And it's awful.
Exactly. The only people who can confidently say somebody asked for this is anyone making a burrito.
Great. So this episode is about how to start something. We had quite a few emails actually about specific things like how do I start a podcast or how do I start performing live comedy or how would I go about doing a short film? Millions of different things. How can I be more creative? And then they all come down to the same thing, which is how to start something. Mm-hmm. The answer is you just got to start it, unfortunately.
Sorry.
But yes, thought that would be helpful because I don't want to listen to another podcast about or read another article about how to be a new woman, or you don't even need to be a new woman because sometimes you need to be a new woman. But best way to do it, start a project.
Absolutely. So this is not a new you. It's just these cool things you're going to do in 2020. And you want to go into the new year just fighting fit and ready and rolling.
What's the adult thing you've done this week?
It's slightly dated, but I signed up for a Help to Buy ISA before the deadline closed.
Well done.
Thank you.
Man, I saw you tweeted out into the Twitter thing.
Oh, well, I just thought, get the word out.
Absolutely. You didn't tell me about it.
I did tell you about it. I told you on the train to Manchester, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Just, I would like the jury to know that I did tell Stevie.
She did.
And I said I concluded that I think it was probably a good idea.
Mm. If you haven't, don't panic. You can still get a lifetime ISA, and that is pretty much just as good. So you're fine. The reason I didn't do it was because it wasn't immediately clear how to do it. And so I panicked and cried. And then my friend Stevie. Said, it's a lifetime ISA, don't worry. And I was like, okay. And then I went on holiday.
Hence the confidence with which you said, if you haven't got one, don't worry, just get a lifetime ISA.
I had no idea. There was a lot of crying involved. And then...
No, don't cry.
Well, it's hard when you feel like that was the only way I was ever going to be able to buy a house.
Okay, so just to clarify for anyone spiraling right now,
don't spiral.
The amount that you could put in, the total amount you could put in was £12,000, mm-hmm. of which the government would give you 25% of that as a bonus. So the maximum amount of support you could be given was £3,000.
Okay.
And in this current state of this economy, that money is an absolute drop in the ocean if you're attempting to actually buy a house. Okay. So don't think it's like Help to Buy, somebody gave you like half the money or whatever.
Right.
And they were like, here you go, champ, up the ladder.
Yeah, here's £300,000. Oh my God.
No, 300, because honestly, the minimum amount that your stamp duty can ever be is £7,000.
Okay, don't know what stamp duty is, but I'm loving it.
So
let's not get into it now.
No,
let's
not
really can't.
My point is, don't freak out about it. I just want everyone to congratulate me on me doing it.
Don't worry about anything.
Don't worry about anything.
To be honest.
For God's sake.
That's the core of this podcast. It's just don't worry about anything. It's fucking fine.
If you did
mate.
It, well done. If you didn't, who cares?
Who gives a monkey?
Come on, lad. 2020.
2020.
Right, Stevie, what's your adult thing?
I've bought
That's okay.
a snood.
Don't worry. Oh, you bought a snood.
Yeah.
Go on.
So I'm showing you.
Show the group.
Look. Oh, you're wearing a polo neck. Are you? No, you're not.
Oh, my God. Okay, so now I want you to imagine everyone a polo neck.
Mm.
A big Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Fleecy big polo neck boy. Right. And now just cut everything off apart from a sort of tabard.
Yes.
At the
and
neck.
That tucks in.
So I guess what this is a new culture of like wanting a big thing, but it'll be too puffy to actually have it underneath all your clothes.
Mm.
So
I suppose snoods aren't really a new thing. They're quite like an old, like classic thing. It's just very, very warm. That's
you look,
the only reason
didn't
I've
I tell you
it.
Look powerful today?
You actually did.
Yeah, and it's because of that. She's got her glasses on, this big Steve Jobs neck on.
Yeah, and so it's both nice and terrifying. Right, so
how to start
a project. So I went at it from, because a lot of these like starting project things are quite creative, no?
Mm.
Starting to, oh, in 2020 I'll be saying things like, no, at the end of sentences.
Oh,
and
nice.
Also being like,
no.
Oh, rude much. So a lot of these projects people want to start are creative, no? So I thought, let's apply project management to a creative project.
Wow.
You know? Because one of the problems is people are like, how do we start this? I don't know. I guess I'll just sort of... like, no! Every project, there's a reason why project managers
exist. Jesus
Christ,
she wears a polo neck once and suddenly we're...
I'm now a project manager. But all the best projects have to have a bit of the creative stuff and then they have to bit of like the cold hard business.
Mm.
Because if you don't have the cold hard business, then the project won't even get started because you'll be like, well, I'll wait until I've got my big oak chair and then I'll definitely be able to write that poem. Whereas no, apply project management
Let me
to your
hear
poetry.
It. I'm ready.
Number one, hear just be it. Aware that mine will be said like this. Number one, define your goals.
Okay.
So let's take the most, the most wishy-washy thing possible, which to me is poetry, but it's not wishy-washy in a bad sense. It's the most creative thing that is the least monetizable and you would not see as a, like, you know, a job.
Well, here are the things I think they are. The creative umbrella, which we might include poetry, writing that novel, starting
podcast?
That podcast. doing that film?
A blog.
Finally starting that blog.
That blog.
Oh my God, my blog. Pottery.
Okay.
Learning to paint. The creative arts. Then home. You know, like making that shelf, doing that chair, upholstering that thing. And then body. And being like...
expecting that third category.
What do you think it's going to be?
Your body.
And then your body.
Your body.
And then number three, everybody knows it, your body.
Okay, what's so that like? I'd like an extra hand, no, but I don't have to go back.
So start, so project manager extra hand dream. Not maybe get a third hand, but perhaps something like learn to run.
Oh, I get it now. Okay. Okay. Can it be things like moisturise more because I'm quite dry?
No. Okay, I'm going to put that on the back burner for okay. the second, if I
okay,
may.
Of course.
Deadlift that weight you've always wanted to do.
Okay.
Learn to run.
So exercise things.
Yeah. Those are your three.
Okay. The only three projects
the
you
arts,
can do.
The arts, the house, the body.
Okay.
Wow. Let's start some projects. Because oh, no, I've got, sorry.
Oh, my God, is there a fourth?
The academic project. Mind.
Okay. Of course.
Start that PhD, go back
learn
to school,
language.
Learn a language.
Anything else?
The social mind. The heart.
The heart. Great. I hope you've got all those categories in your head.
Okay. If you need any help, get that third hand writing something down. Let's go.
Let's moisturise our backs.
Okay. Okay, baby.
So the beauty, Tessa, of the project management world. Mm. When I was 23, I got my first job and there was a project manager there who's a little bit older and she was on more money and I didn't understand what her job was. And then she was like, I just manage all the things that we're doing. Mm. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, just like make sure that they go smoothly. And I was like, what a ridiculous job. It's not a job. And then you realise, of course, that's a job. And that's one of the most important jobs. And the beauty of it is they have these like programs and strategies that work whatever company they go into.
Yes.
And so this means whether it's your body, whether it's your social mind or your academic mind or one of the other categories, these should theoretically work for all, which is why I've gone for.
I totally believe you. I once worked in a job with no project manager.
Absolutely nightmare.
In which somebody suggested there was a news article, but we needed a cat. In it.
Okay.
And
was it you?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
I think we had a cat in this.
Anyway, it was very much green lit in the meeting. Everyone was like, love it, love it. Let's definitely do it. And then someone shouted, great, let's action that. And then everyone just looked around, in which it was clear that like, who was in charge of
who's
the plan
it?
Here?
Yeah.
How will I even begin to get the cap? Now everyone just
who
leaves and then we just forget about it.
That's project management.
And that's project management.
But also that is exactly what happens in your life, going back to the poetry. Or I'd like to start a blog or I'd like to start a podcast. And you go, great. And then you go about your life because you've got a job and you've got other things to think about. And then in June, you go, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do that podcast. Okay. And then you think about it again. And then the same thing happens every 6 months until death. So that's why I'm going to be your project manager.
Thank you.
Number one, define your goals. So that is you look at, first things first, decide what you want to achieve. That is done by putting a lot of thinking into what your goals are for your project. You have one main goal and then smaller goals that will ultimately lead to project success.
Nice.
Okay,
so if I may do one pre-step.
Oh, good Lord, already it's from the past.
No.
Yes.
It's just if you're struggling to define your goals and your thing is like, but I have so many ideas.
Oh, yeah, pick one.
Pick one. But don't just be like, pick one, mate. So what I did many years ago in a very, like, what am I doing phase, got a piece of A3 paper for who can begin a project without A3. And I wrote down all the things I wanted to do. And some of them were very big and some of them were very stupid. Mm-hmm. They included make a beehive.
That's great.
Still on there. I also wanted to adopt a red telephone box and run it as a library.
Oh, I remember this. Outside your house.
Outside my house. Yep. Yeah. Yep. A lot of dreams, Stevie. So what I'm saying is put them all down, however mad. Because also on there, and I wrote this in 2016, on there was also write a one-woman show. And at the time when I wrote that down, that sounded as insane as...
Adopt a phone box.
Adopt a phone box and run it as a successful library. So that seemed so impossible that I was putting it on there, even though I wanted to write like question mark beside it. And then I was like, don't write question mark.
Full stop, bang!
Write it down. And I wrote down all... So the page was just full. Very neat.
But of course.
Of course. Because if you write scrawly, then it says, like, I'm scrawly.
I don't respect my goals.
Exactly. Respect the goals. Write them with your best handwriting. And then put them all on there, no matter how insane they feel. Or if they're like... Even if you're like, how embarrassing. What if someone saw this? Like, don't... Who cares? But also...
They won't know what it is. It's just a list of things.
Yeah, hide it.
But you probably like, Tessa's big goals.
But you can write down Tessa's big goals if you like to hide. If you've got someone that you think are too embarrassing, write them like... So if anyone finds you, you're like, oh, that's my weird friend.
My weird friend, Tessa.
And they'll be like, sounds very specific to you. Sorry, it's definitely her.
It's Tessa.
So then you've got your big thing down. And then from there, choose one that you're going to take to Stevie's meeting.
Of course. But I would say, if I may, Tessa.
Please.
That comes under the banner of defining your goals.
Yes.
I mean, what are you not doing if not defining
exactly,
those
sweet,
bad boys? That's what I refer to them, sweet bad boys.
So pick your sweet bad boys and be like, okay, what can maybe is not absolutely crucial that I do right now? Also on there was like monogram some luggage. Make stickers for Debbie's apple juice.
Okay, great. Did you?
Oh, yes.
Brilliant. So yeah, tick off some things and then, yeah, look at what year you have ahead and look at what you think would best fit into that year. So you might, you know, there'll be certain things you're like, well, I neither have the expertise nor the time nor the inclination to do that now, actually. And then you can put that for the next year, but have a look at the things. So yeah. Very, very good point, because I was just going to shout, define them until people define them.
But I think
them.
It's nice to have this thing and you can always look back and be like, oh, wow, remember when I couldn't do that thing? Remember when I wrote, I think just me looking back, also like do the splits is on there, all these Brilliant. Things that when I wrote them, I was like, but I can't, and I never will be able to. And now I can look back and be like, oh, yeah, tick.
Absolute tick, double tick.
Double tick, baby.
So nice. Very good advice there.
Sorry.
Number two, identify your team members.
Okay. Who we got on the team, baby?
Right, so this is obviously for business. So what they're doing is they're looking at the people that are under them, their strengths and weaknesses, and make further actions off the back of these, mm-hmm. you know. So you've got Tessa, who's very good at suggesting cats. You have to spot gaps in your team based on your goals and fill them with the necessary skill sets. So let's apply that to something that doesn't seem like it could possibly apply, the compendium of poetry. Your blog, podcast things, people often say, well, I'd like to do a podcast, but I don't know how to like edit. We don't have any microphones. I don't, and you're like, neither did we, and do we? You have to look at, we have microphones now, but that's because someone else brought them. Like, we don't have them ourselves. But even before we had a production company, we did it ourselves. And we did that by me just like, I remember
identifying our team.
Identifying our team and our strengths and weaknesses. Strengths, we can talk. Good Lord, we can talk. Weaknesses,
everything else.
Everything else. So then you do a list of all the things that you feel are stopping you from doing it right this moment. And then you slowly break down. Okay, so for example, using the podcast as an example, microphones, right? Okay, cool. I'll go online. I will research. I've got this friend who does a podcast, so I'm going to email her and be like, what's the microphone that you use? And then they, actually, that's exactly what I did. And they were very helpful because they were like, oh, you'll feel like you'll want to use this, but don't use this. And this is a lot cheaper and just as good as this. It was really, really helpful. And then also, as you go along, you will run into more and more obstacles. But each obstacle is just a chance for you to go, okay, cool, I've learned. And the moment you conquer one of those weaknesses, will give you more confidence for the rest of them. So you'll be like, well, I've managed to do that. Like, you managed to do a one-woman show. Who knows what you're going to do next year? You know?
And I immediately identified my team players.
Yes.
Who were my production company.
Yes.
I went and said, hello, I'd like to do a show. And they were like, well, you... what?
Who are you?
You haven't got... what do you mean you want to do a show? What, this year? And I was like, yeah.
Tomorrow. Starts tomorrow. Off we go.
And I went in January. I said, I think I can do a show this year. And they were like, that's absolutely mad. And I was like, do you want to be on my team? They said, go on then.
Great, yes.
I identified my team. I got some team.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't have done it on my own.
You can't do it on your own. And there's so many things that you think people do by themselves that they don't. And I think that's a big sticking point as well. You're like, with anything, really, with any project, it's always often better to have somebody else. So the podcast that we do is so much improved by like having a production company, PlaySiff, mm-hmm. behind it. So much improved. We're happier. They're happy, I hope. Everyone's having a nice time. I don't have mental breakdowns about the sound anymore because I can't do sound, guys. And you may have heard that between the dates that I was doing the sound. So,
what was it like when you look at the Oscars, as I do,
constantly
just thinking about them? Or even if you yourself have ever practiced and held a large pepper grinder and practiced saying thank you. You don't ever say, you say thank you. Like
to all the people that went in to do stuff.
And you listen to those lists of people and you're like, who are these people?
Yeah.
And people are saying hundreds and hundreds of names that got them there.
Look at the end of movie credits. Like, and then everyone always remembers like Christopher Nolan or like, you know, it's Steven Spielberg. But no one ever remembers like the 17 minutes of credits of names that, mm-hmm. that couldn't have happened without them.
My family used to stay in the cinema until Best Boy came up on the list. And then we'd clap and shout. We'd shout his name and then clap him.
Lovely.
Because we thought you'd got the prize for being the best boy.
The best boy.
It turns out it's a camera operator.
Yeah.
But best boy, I think.
He deserves a clap.
Yeah, so we shout, woo, best boy.
Best boy.
But yeah, the point is, it takes a village, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And don't feel embarrassed for asking for help, because that's what everyone who has done something has also done.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation.
Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to PrettyLitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So I've got mine, the goal. Yeah. Okay. I've defined my goal.
Oh my God, please.
This 2020, year of the backwards walkover.
What's a backwards walkover?
Sort of like a backwards handstand.
Oh, great. Okay.
Quite elaborate.
What are your identifying team members?
Found a gymnastics teacher.
Great.
Stopped Excellent. Thinking I could do it on my own by just putting down some cushions and trying to walk down the wall.
Oh my God, it's amazing that you've lasted this long, yes. To be honest, that you've not broken your neck at some point.
What do I do next on number three?
Number three, define your work! So that is, okay. I will be committing to this. So what is the actual work that you will need to do in order to achieve that goal?
Wow.
So this is done by focusing on each individual goal you've decided upon and agreeing with your team on what needs to be done in order to achieve it. So before, when we talked about defining our goals, and then you have to take that thing that you've decided to focus on and look at all the steps to get there. So if it was a podcast, it would be, okay, what's the podcast about? Okay, so I have to find maybe a co-host. Okay, so I have to find how I would record it. Okay, so I have to find out how to get on to iTunes. Like, I have to find all these things out. And they are individual goals that you can set yourself so that once you've achieved all those goals, hello, you have a podcast. So when you've done that, you have to look at all of those individual goals more closely and be like, because there will be little subheadings of like, okay, so for example, how do I get onto iTunes, or how do I get a microphone? Well, then you have to put subheading, here are the people I can ask to do that with. You know, yes. here are the people, here are some good websites that I found. So you have to, so when you go to that goal, you're not just like, oh, I don't know what to do. Okay, I guess I should find out about a microphone, but how?
Yes.
You've already pre-thought everything. So it's all about planning so you don't get to any stage and go, oh, I'm freaked out and I have to
stop. It's too much. I'm out of here.
Because nothing is ever too much. It's exactly the same with you and your splits. You did it a little bit at a time. Mm-hmm. So nothing felt overwhelming.
I did,
and you didn't break your groin.
Oh, right.
Suddenly you had got
I didn't
to
go from zero to down.
No, because when you did do that, that was bad.
Yeah, I had to leave a hen-do.
Yeah, and so now you can do it. So then
that was a show-off.
No, you're just very confident that you could do it.
That's showing. That's literally what showing off is.
Is it? Okay.
Wildly overconfident.
Yes.
That's me.
But it's the little baby steps. And then suddenly, before you know it, you've got a podcast, you've done a backwards walkover?
No, that's my dream. That's my 2020 goal.
No, I'm saying, but that's what it's called. So before you know it, you will have done it. If you've got all those little steps, you've got your gymnastic thing and you go to weekly classes.
Okay. And you have to do the homework. Otherwise, I'll just be going once a week to see a nice man who's like, what do you want me to do with you?
Yeah,
like,
you've can't, not done the thing.
You haven't done the work. If, incidentally, sidebar, if a podcast is your 2020 dream, I guess our advice is very quickly, you want Audacity, the free software, which is extremely intuitive after the initial sort of, oh no, hurdle. So
there's like a million buttons and I only use one of them, so it's fine.
Ask someone you know if they have a studio. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you can do it with the Zoom microphone, which its technical name is...
Yeah, the Zoom HN4 Pro, baby.
And those are literally the only two things that you need, and it is free to upload it to iTunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's it. That's it. I'll just do an emotional segue background.
Please, yeah.
To like what genuinely inspired me to start do lots of the things on my large A3 piece of paper was somebody saying, like, imagine how tragic it would be if your first thing was your best thing.
I remember you telling me this, and that is very true.
I think we're all really obsessed with like how we're just going to come out of the gate with no practice and just be a protege. And like,
yeah, that is,
when you let go of that pressure, you're like, oh shit, like, no worries.
As well, what I like about your thing about everything is on its way to the next thing. The you might as well start now, because if you wait 10 years because you're worrying, then you're going to start the thing that isn't your actual thing way later.
You got to start get in now.
Get in now, so then you've got to the good stuff, you know, as soon as possible.
Mm.
Got to get to that. Of course, there are some people that just are born and then just everything they do is a masterpiece, but it's very rare.
Okay,
number four. Develop your plan. Now, I believe this is sort of a repetition of the other things, but oh, yes, no, this is not. This is good business, right?
Oh, sorry, right. Because it did sound like it was going to be similar, but...
It's not, yeah. All of the subheadings are the same, pretty much. But then you get into the nitty-gritty.
And that's when it gets exciting.
Please. Now, this nitty-gritty is ensure you create an overall project deadline, date, and sub-deadlines as well. So this is one thing that I do. That's the only way I ever get anything done. And whenever I've been like, for example, when I wanted to do my own woman show, because I was so inspired by Tess's, I was like, oh, I don't know how to do it, right, I'll just book a day where I just book 5 minutes of stand-up, and I didn't have any stand-up. I was like, it was in like a month's time. I was like, okay, I have to now, can't back out of it. And then it was with Tessa, and Tessa didn't let me back out of it, and I tried to twice.
Oh yes,
absolutely. Oh, tried God. To was so terrified, couldn't eat for like 3 days before. 3 days beforehand, I was struggling to eat. I was so terrified. And that's the only way I could ever have done it, because I would have got out of anything else. So you have to set a deadline, and it can't be a deadline that you know that you can move. It has to be a deadline where you have announced something, you have to be held accountable.
But you have to be accountable, and you have to tell people that this thing is happening, because if the deadline is just for you, like, then it's not a deadline.
It's not a deadline at all.
Then it's just a number.
No. A friend of mine has been very helpful and said that we're going to, because I'm trying to write something at the moment, and this is like a personal project thing. I'm very slow.
Sounds like it's a compendium of
poems. It's a really long poem. It's not a poem. So I've just sort of been setting arbitrary deadlines for myself, which I've not been hitting, of course. Mm-hmm. I've been like, well, boss Stevie says it's fine for this month. And then she was like, right, no, let's book like a weekend away somewhere, just like an Airbnb outside of London, and we go and we finish off what we're doing, and then we share what we've done.
And then we share.
Because otherwise, well, I'll go to this thing and she'll have her thing to share, because I know she's already written quite a bit more than I have, and I'll have nothing to show, and I feel like a big silly person. I've already paid for it and booked it, so if I don't, there'll be a real sense of disappointment if I don't.
I had totally forgotten about you coming to do that night and doing your stand-up.
Mm.
And where you wore a wizard's hat, and you were
I did a bit where I was a very annoyed wizard.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was great.
That's so fine.
It was adorable. Incidentally, this night was attended by about 8 people.
Yes.
And two of them were me and Stevie.
Yes.
And Stevie said she wanted to do it, and I said, amazing. And then I got a text on the day that said, hey, mate. Like that.
I've got quite a lot on.
I'm quite busy. I haven't really had a chance to write this properly, and it'll be shit. And it would. And she literally said, it would be better for you if I didn't do this.
Oh my God, did I?
Yeah. And I was like, no, no.
Yes.
No way. That's the most transparent thing I've ever read. Oh, it'd be better for everyone if I just didn't.
I'm so glad.
And then she was like at the back, and you were in a ball, like under a chair.
Yes.
Which is no shade. The first time I did stand up, I was sick on the way walking there. I was sick in a bush. Oh, and then gosh. I was sick there. And then I remember being in the door, and then just being like, just leave. And then I did it. I forced myself like through. So I thought, if I walk away from this, I'll be so angry.
Okay, baby. Number 5, delegate.
Yes,
so
please.
Simple.
Love that
it's
one.
So vital. We've touched upon it already. If there's something you can't do, get someone in to do it. Lots of people will help. Lots of people will do it for free. Lots of people will do it in exchange for some help that you give. You'll have mates that can do it. Or if not, ask your mates, because your mates will have mates who can do it. If, like, you know, simple things like web designer or whatever. And there's so many people who are trying to do more of something. Like, actually, you know, I'll do a website, because I always end up doing this, but I'd quite like to learn how to do more websites. And they've got the skills and they can code, so they'll do it for free, or they'll do it for mates rates or whatever. But make sure that you delegate where you can, because if you end up trying to do everything by yourself, you just can't. Of course, if you're writing a poem, that's slightly different. So number 6.
I guess
this is the final one.
The poem thing is, I guess the poetry aspect is about sharing the poem. Yes. Unless for you, it's just about finishing the poem.
Oh my God, yeah. There was a really great quote, which was, I can't remember who said it, it was like, a writer finishes things. It was like, it sounds really obvious, but that's actually very hard.
You do need a finisher. You need people in your life who are finishers. Mm. My entire family are starters. So we'll be like, oh, an idea, blah, 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 blah. And we run very fast, very hard. And then we just absolutely collapse.
Burn
and nothing
out.
In our house gets done.
Understand.
And so there's so many unfinished projects.
Maybe with the poetry thing, the delegation would be, rather than you look at it to see if it's any good and edit it or whatever, you give it to a friend or you give it to somebody else who maybe works in publishing or doesn't or just like really likes poetry and will give you an honest feedback rather than you giving yourself feedback, which is just never going to be a good thing. And maybe speaking to other writers who have been published before about what the process is. If you want to be published, if you don't, great. If you want to put it online, great. But basically, it's just about not doing everything yourself. Number six is the most terrifying thing. Number six, execute and monitor. So that's where the final step is to get working on the you just have to get working on it. And you will, because you've got this deadline, so you have to start now. And you monitor it continuously using a project management tool software. No, you don't have to do that.
Oh, right. And here we are in. Stevie's involved in a pyramid scheme.
Involved in a pyramid scheme.
Could everyone please buy into this?
But rather than using some sort of project management software, do keep a record of your progress. And I think that's the main thing. It's very easy when it's like, it's not easy, but it's quite easy when it's like a comedy show, for example, because you will book in previews. And so your progress will just be very obvious. Each show, you will have to write more stuff and you will have more stuff by the end of it. But something that is an ongoing project, it's very easy to just be like, well, I don't want to keep track because it'll show how little I'm doing. That's what you really have to keep track. So just, for example, if you want to write a book or you want to start a podcast, and each week, just note down in your diary, not your dear diary, diary, just like your appointments diary, what you did that week, or have your things to do list, and you've seen that you've ticked it off, and then you make sure that you've got your things to do list for the next week, so you're consistently moving and improving, and you're not just like, yeah, I did that thing where I asked a friend about a podcast and I just sat on it. Like, you just can't. So that's why you have to not just execute but monitor. And also it says like, try and meet regularly to go over your progress. I find that whenever I've wanted to do something and I've got other people involved, organizing regular meetups to be like, right, so where are we all at, is really helpful, because then you are accountable. And it feels like, and also, you know, you can do it over wine, you can do it like, you know, over a dinner or whatever, but like, at least there's something solid that is happening in the world that is to do with your thing.
Yes, progress is being made.
So there are my top tips.
Well, thank you, project manager.
That's okay. I'm just going to go off and speak to Japan.
Okay. Go see how they're doing. I think the very final thing I just want to talk about is the idea of, firstly, the, like, you know, the do your 10,000 hours, you know, thing about learning to do anything, that we're all so obsessed in this quick fix gig economy about, you know.
Roger Federer used to be a very overly emotional tennis player.
Is that right?
And he would scream and he would throw his racket, and it was only when he stopped doing that and realised he had to put the work in that he became the Roger Federer we know today.
Oh.
And he's such a cool and collected man. But he wasn't always like that.
The famous swimmer. Who am I thinking of?
Susan Boyle.
Yeah, Susan Boyle.
No, don't. Let's not go with that.
Okay. Okay, well, just imagine a sexy woman. Can you just imagine, can you name one for me?
Stevie.
Very good choice, but a more famous one for the people, for the masses.
Monica Bellucci.
Gosh, who's that?
Okay. I can see immediately the flaw in this. Because Jessica Rabbit?
She's a rabbit.
Oh, but you don't know any people. Okay, Scarlett Johansson. I don't think she's sexy particularly, but like, great.
Fine. Imagine that Scarlett Johansson in this interview is actually a woman, a swimmer called Susan.
Okay.
The point is that the interviewer said, oh my God, you look incredible. Your body is absolutely incredible. Are you aware, like, how amazing you look? And she said, yes. I get up at 4 a.m. every day and have to swim for 6 hours. So yes, I know how I look. It's so easy to be like jealous and to be like, oh my God, but they look amazing. And be like, yeah, because they put the time in.
Yeah.
This is exactly what I was saying about Roger Federer, about is not just being like, you get on the court. Because talent is that stupid thing about like the talent, the inspiration, the perspiration percentage that you're like, what? I'm very talented. I'm Roger Federer. Like, it's like, sorry, you got to put the time in.
Yeah.
And, you know, and just accepting that, like, it's 10,000 hours. Like, that's loads of hours. Like, you aren't going to be able to learn to do this thing that you want to be able to do in the space of an afternoon. Just Googling, like, you know, of course we'd all wish we could, like, sort of go in the Matrix and just be like, power me up so now I can do this, and this.
Now, like, I can start a podcast. Now that's what I would pick. Obviously not. I'd pick, like, to be a black belt in karate.
That's such a good choice. Oh, my goodness. Mine would be singing.
Oh, would you? Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But also that I could just pick up any instrument and join in.
Yes.
Once in like some show, everyone, like a kids show, people were like handing out instruments to the audience, and I got given a triangle, and then they're like, you know, the clown leading it was like on the beat to me, and I just was like trying.
Aww.
And then the clown was really like, are you doing that on purpose? And I was like, I don't, I
thought I was doing it. So then as soon as the clown wasn't looking, I hid my triangle. Aww, so they wouldn't know I couldn't do it.
A horrible clown.
I think he was just genuinely baffled by this child who...
No, I understand. Right. Well, we did that thing. We did a dance on stage and we suddenly realised that Tessa was leading us out for the dance. And it was like, 3, 2, 1, go. And it'd be like, 3, 2, Tessa's gone. Or we're like, Tessa's already gone. Or 3, 2, 1, a bit of a wait. And then she goes. So, and it was fascinating to know when you were going to decide to step out. And it was off the beat. But it was really funny because it was really like, well, it was a lovely, happy show. And you were so happy doing it.
Just always out whenever I fancied. Just like, yeah. It felt right. The energy felt right.
I'm going now,
and she's
guys.
She's gone. Like, I was just always off the count. I couldn't do anything. Liz had to hold both my hands. And then when it was the time was right, release me. So that's what I'd pick in The Matrix.
Understood.
You know, this is it. It's about making this choice. I think people are really like, but what of all my crazy, kooky, good ideas? Like, how do I know which one to pick? And it's just like, you just have to put them all down and then be like, it's this. And it doesn't matter that there could have been a better one, or you're like, but shouldn't I have done that? Like, doesn't matter. We're doing this now. And you can do that one next, but this is what we're achieving. Because if you stay there and keep being like, but all these things I could be like, you won't be any of them if you don't pick.
Yeah.
So like, just start moving, like make your choice and start going.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be this like, but which is the best one to go for? It's like, who
gives a
shit?
Best
There's no best one. Yeah. There's just the one you picked. So pick one.
Yeah. And then if that doesn't work out, then you can do one of the others.
You can pick
if
the next
it does,
one.
You can pick the next one. Because once it's up and running, then you can do something
then
else.
Then you can get to pick up everything else. But you just have to pick anything. Everything on this list will happen once you move on one of them. So just pick one and start going.
Pick one and start going, guys. Pick to tweet us. No. At Nobody Panic Pod. Please tweet us. I'm at Stevie M, the S is a 5. It's also on Instagram as well. I'm just trying to boost my Instagram following. Like and subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a little review. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Do that for 2020. We'd love to.
We'd love that. And Tessa's at Tessa Coates.
At Tessa Coates. You can find me on Instagram. Wheat Pray Love. Because somebody had tried to start a gluten-free blog. Mm. That's what I was attempting to do. But did I delegate? No. Did I hold anyone accountable? No.
Did you have a good name? Yes. It's not all about the good names.
But ultimately, was it an ill-founded idea? Yeah, but at least I did make some headway to it.
Yeah, you did. And let's all think about that.
And let's all think about that. That's the thing. Your past is littered with shit ideas.
Absolutely it is. And so is behind every successful person is a load of shit ideas. Being
so
like,
many
but
shit
what films. About us?
You just like, never
not
see
you.
Them.
Problematic podcast I decided to start up, or like weird articles I thought I'd write on my blog. Like, shelve
no.
those. Then we've seen the actual successful person.
Yeah.
So we don't think
they
about
just
it.
Bury the good stuff. I saw Christian Bale in a poster in the 90s for Alexander the Great that had clearly been buried.
Mm.
You're like, people made these movies for months of their lives.
Yeah.
And then they hid them.
But yes, start your thing. Do your thing. And happy New Year for tonight.
Happy New Year.
Have a lovely night. And we'll see you next week in the next decade as Tessa plays us out. Hopefully this is not a constant thing that we'll be doing every single episode. But so far I'm enjoying it. Okay, goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and It might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But yeah, this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.